Hello, I'm Paige Connell, English teacher at Midway High School. You know, investing my soul into a story about fictional, competitive ice dancers was not what I had on my 2025 bingo card. Yet, there I was, poring over the pages of this book and pouring out my emotions over this debut that is an homage to Wuthering Heights and reads like part fictional account and part Netflix Olympic documentary. Dig in your toe picks to The Favorites by Lane Fargo and get ready for one heck of a spin. Cat Shaw and Heath Rocha loved each other for as long as they can remember, since Heath grew up as an adopted brother of sorts and Cat's competitive nature latched itself onto him. Two lower-class kids from the Midwest weren't supposed to have a shot at ice dancing fame, but Cat's talent and tenacity and Heath's willingness to do anything for Cat propelled them to greater heights than they could have prepared for. Shaw and Rocha, as they are collectively known, are a force to be reckoned with, and even their rivals-turned-training partners, the Lynn twins, recognize the greatness in their midst. On the 10th anniversary of the scandal that ended their careers, an unauthorized documentary bans the flames, or inflames the fans, of Shaw and Rocha's greatest hits and biggest humiliations. Because as we know, the only thing the public likes more than cheering someone's rise to success is celebrating their fall from grace. Blending traditional storytelling with first-person interviews from Shaw and Rocha's coach, competitors, Olympic judges, family members, and bystanders, this book will have you Googling characters just to double-check they aren't actual people. This is the story of the competitive spirit, of power, of the lengths to which love takes us, of the toxic way we can become enmeshed in our closest relationships, and of the boundaries we establish and break. It reads like a gothic romance with all the push and pull and suffering, but set on Olympic ice instead of on the English moors. I loved this book for the depth of reality it brought to the characters and their experiences. Early on, I Googled, how many gold medals has Sheila Lynn won? Before I realized her character was fictional, and only the settings of Vancouver, Sochi, and South Korea were real. If you've read Carrie Soto is Back, or Daisy Jones and the Six, this will be reminiscent. In fact, the author thanks Taylor Jenkins Reid in her acknowledgments. The Favorites was an unexpected favorite of mine so far, and I bet it will end up on the victory podium once all the judges cast their votes.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can find this and past episodes. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab at kwbu.org.